All right, I'm here with Risa Binder. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Hey, okay. Grew up writing songs, and I joke that I would write songs about boys I had crushes on. Mm-hmm. And I play the piano in my living room for my parents with these songs, and they'd be like, well, who's that about? And I'm like, no one. And so that's kind of how this whole thing started.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of continued writing. I grew up in the theater, so I always performed. So I was kind of a gypsy. I moved to New York first,
okay. But
would start coming down to Nashville kind of every year. Mm. And what changed my life was going to the Bluebird Cafe, sitting in that back church pew, and it was all Garth Brooks writers, but no Garth Brooks. And it was hearing them sing the songs that we all know.
Yeah.
That changed my whole world.
That's awesome. Okay, I actually saw you perform.
What?
A couple years ago.
Where?
In Fort Lauderdale when you opened up for Ronnie Millsap.
No way!
Yes, ma'am.
That is so cool.
I was there. I was in the front row.
Oh.
So when your name came across as somebody I could interview, I was like, hey, I know that girl.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I love Ronnie. Changed my life, too.
Yeah.
We can talk about that if you want.
So the question out of that comment was, what was it like touring with a Hall of Fame legend?
I still can't believe that happened. I'll just share, and I hope it doesn't get too long. You can cut me off. Okay.
Take your
time. I knew he was potentially looking for an opener, and it was, of course, the day that he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. He was performing at the Country Music Hall of Fame,
right. And
somehow I got the slot before him to open for him, and it was like, no pressure, right? Oh, my God. They were like, well, if we like what we hear, we may consider her. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So we did it, and what was so awesome was, this story is crazy. He's like, sure, come on board. We'll do 6 shows, and we'll see where we're at. Well, on the 6th show... That was when it was, I'll never forget, it was in February, and we were supposed to get to Florida.
Mm.
Wait a minute. You weren't the Parker Playhouse, were you?
Yeah, Parker Playhouse.
Okay, this is the story. Okay. So I might get emotional.
Okay.
We had flights booked to get to you guys, and we had some weird, there was going to be a snowstorm in Nashville, the snow, everything shuts down. Well, I believe I'm a big believer in dream boards, and for the last year on my wall, waking up and going to sleep, I had a picture of a tour bus, and I thought, how in the world will I ever get that? I must be signed to a major label, all this stuff.
Right.
And I'm like, well, we're doing our 6th show with Ronnie, this is going to be awesome. So we had flights scheduled. We get to the airport, all of our flights were canceled. We decided quickly to grab a rental car and started to drive to Atlanta, because that's the closest hub. We're driving to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We quickly booked flights there. Those flights get canceled.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, are we driving 16 hours right now? Because we could switch off. We were trying to figure it out. And then my drummer, who I had never worked with before, was like my guardian angel that night. Because he goes, wait a minute. Would you ever consider a tour bus? I'm like, what? And he's like, I could make one phone call. I only know one person. He calls this guy. This guy goes, well, actually, I think it was Stephen Curtis Chapman is stuck overseas, so there's one bus left. If you turn around now and get to us by midnight, we can drive 16 hours and get to...
Wow.
And the money that I had in my purse to pay my band was enough just to pay for the driver for the...
Wow.
And so, literally, we get to you, and I can't believe we even got to you.
Right.
And that was the show that Ronnie sat in the wings and listened to and said, do you want to continue on with us? If we had missed that show...
Wow.
We would have never got... And we... Oh, sorry, that show was so special to me. So
awesome.
I just want you to know that. Okay.
Well, I'm glad I was able to be there to witness it.
Oh, it was cool.
Okay, you recently released a new single, U-Haul, just last week, actually.
Yeah.
How's the feedback been so far on that?
I'm really excited about this one. It's been really good.
Yeah.
We're starting our radio tour next week, June 12th.
Okay.
But we've gotten some additions to radio already, which is a nice beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But this is a long road, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
But it's an exciting
big
road.
Big build up.
So... Yeah, I've had the title U-Haul for a long time.
It's clever. I like it.
And I was waiting for the quirky, funny people to write it with who would kind of understand that it's a joke or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was excited. It's always great, you know, when you write a song and it turns out even better than what you envisioned. And I wrote it with 2 people who are funny people. And so I'm excited about it, for sure.
That's great. Where are you going on your radio tour?
Where are we not going?
Okay.
So we're
where do you start?
Okay, we go from Kentucky to... Virginia to Pennsylvania to New York. That's next week.
First leg. Okay.
First leg. Second leg, I think, is Idaho, technically like, jumps around Crazy Town. It's like Idaho, Missouri, Michigan. It's like some and then back and then July, August. I can't even think because I can't think past this Friday's show. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Will there be a new album on the horizon to pair with this new single?
Yes, I've been working for a year and a half on my next record, and we're 8 songs into it right now. I'm working with Luke Wooten, the producer I worked with on my last EP, and he is unbelievable. He just did the recent Brad Paisley record and the one before that.
Oh, wow.
And he has worked with Dierks Bentley and Kelly Pickler, people that I think are hard-working, awesome people in the industry. And so you can imagine how intimidated I was when I first walked into that studio.
Yeah.
And, it was funny because... I can't believe I'm saying this, whatever. I guess Luke has a studio with Dierks Bentley, and he's like, oh, Dierks is out of town. There's no way he's going to be here. And I remember I had an interview that day, and I had these curlers in my hair, and I was like taking them out, and I looked up, and Dierks was like, I'm Dierks Bentley. And I was like, I'm going to pee my pants. Anyhow, incredible experience. A lot of the songs on the next record are upbeat driving songs, which is a little bit different from my last record, so I'm excited to get those out there.
Okay. Now, this is the part of the interview where people start to hate me. What would you say are your biggest strengths and weaknesses as an artist?
Okay. This is a good question. My strength... People probably start with their strengths first, huh? My strength as an artist is... I think I love people, so I love to connect with people, and so I think that that's a strength. Whether you're having a great show or maybe just an okay show, if your connection with people is real and genuine, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Weaknesses. You know what? I wish I played instruments better, and I'm going to just kind of work this year on... I do play the piano. I'm scared to death to play it because my band is so amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to get better and kind of showcase that side of me. Also, I talk a lot. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I think those are, so far...
Well, you definitely have a good personality, a good outgoing personality, which is a perfect fit for being an artist.
It's so fun. Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, may already know the answer to this, but what has been the biggest wow moment of your career?
Opening for Ronnie Millsap.
Yeah.
Being, you know, and watching. One of the other thing I wanted to say is, and you know this probably from knowing Ronnie, is that his band is his family.
Yeah.
And he's so good to them, and
yeah.
So I kind of get emotional thinking about it. But they brought we're an opening act. They didn't have to bring us in, but we would have dinners together and things like that. And like I'm just so grateful for that experience.
That's great.
Yeah.
Right. Outside of music, what is something that you're really passionate about?
A lot of things. I have a lot of... okay. Well, what am I passionate about? I love sweets, probably. So I love to bake. And so something I do after my shows is I have a sweet and greet. And people...
Right about
we,
that, yeah.
Okay. So there's that. I am also passionate about kids.
Okay.
I used to be a wish granter for Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh, that's great.
And that was life-changing.
Yeah.
And I started to get involved with the Children's Miracle Network here, and that's been awesome. And then the third thing I'm super passionate about, I want to do this more. I performed at West Point about 7 or 8 times, and that was also me. And it's the funny story is... When they asked me to come, I'm like, isn't my set super girly? Like, are these guys going to even like... I was, like, scared. I'm like, I sing Strawberry Wine. I don't, you know, some Sheryl Crow. And it was so awesome because I think maybe they had a little bit to drink. It was after hours. And, like, they're swaying and singing. And I got a note from one of them that was like, it can get pretty depressing here. So having you come is a highlight. And that changed my world. And I want to do more touring, USO, that kind of a thing.
That'd be so, great. Yeah. Okay, what's the number one item on your bucket list?
Oh my gosh. that's a great question, too. Is it wrong to say I just want to live forever and I don't believe them? But that's a part of me.
Nothing wrong with that.
Okay, and the other thing is... What do I want? Okay, well, I've never been overseas, and I would love to... Well, first of all, I mean, many things, but I'd love to go to Greece, and I'd love to go to Europe and just see how other cultures are.
Yeah.
So, get more culture.
There you go. All right. What was the last real job you had before getting into the music full-time?
I had every part-time job in New York City, every part-time mm-hmm. job you could possibly imagine. So my last real job, I was a nanny for several families. But I've also dog walked, taught kids how to cook, handed out newspapers. I've done pretty much anything you can think of just for the passion of wanting to do music full-time.
There you go. Okay, and lastly, what advice would you give to an aspiring artist trying to make it in the music business?
I would say there's only one you, and you have a lot to say, and you have your own lane, so you got to stay in your lane, and the longer you stay in your lane and believe in what you're doing, the more people believe in you, and it is a rocky roller coaster ride, mm-hmm. but when you're living your dream, there's just no better ride to take.
Very good. All right, well, we thank you for your time today, and hope you have a great week at CMA Fest. And
you too.
Best of luck to you on your career.
Thank you.